Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. The antics are starting a little bit earlier tonight. This is one of your spirited angels, DC Love, and I'm awaiting my beautiful co-host Eileen Powers to join me. Get ready to enjoy some laughter, a little bit of hijinks, maybe a shenanigan or two, but you're always going to receive your divine messages. And I'd like to start off tonight by just talking a little bit about Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected back in 2014, and at that time, I was walking past the TV, and I saw, you know, they were talking about Joan. She was in a coma, and I heard, "Can you let Melissa and Cooper know I'm okay?" And I knew who she was. I didn't follow her closely at that time. I'm thinking, I know who Melissa is, but who's Cooper? So I Googled it. That was her grandson. And I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I live in Pennsylvania. How am I going to get a hold of, you know, Melissa?" So I just walked away. And then hours later, she, at that point, said, "Listen, bitch, just deliver the message." So I got really frightened. I was never threatened by a person, you know, in a coma before. I connected with my beautiful twisted sister, Eileen, and I said, "Eileen, this isn't a joke. You've got to help me. Joan Rivers has threatened me." And I said, then she got really, you know, where she's cursing too, and I told her the story. So we discussed it, and Eileen said, "Well, why don't we put it on Twitter? You put it on, you know, your account. You tweet it. I'll tweet it." And I said, "Okay," we did that. It seemed like it satisfied Joan for a while. So September of 2014, I started to write about my journey with Joan and Eileen, and it was really funny because I had had one of my Facebook friends say, you know, if I was Melissa, I wouldn't want to have this, you know, on Facebook. And I said, you know what, not only did Joan ask me to do it, she actually threatened me, you know, and said, you know, really, you know, deliver the message. So I feel like I had to do what I had to do. At that time, I was more afraid of Joan Rivers than I was of getting arrested. And thankfully, I had my beautiful twisted sister, Eileen. She was there. She helped me, and we got the job done. With that being said, I'm still awaiting my beautiful co-host, but I'm going to open up the phone lines. Hello, 856. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC Love. Can I have your name? 856, are you with me? Area code 856?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Laura. Hi, DC.
Hi, Laura. It's a pleasure to connect with you tonight.
I'm here, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there something that's been on your mind you want to talk about?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'd like to find a sense of security, financial security. And I guess
that's
my biggest concern.
Well, that's a big concern. It's very valid, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm getting for you, hon? The first thing that I'm getting is I'm seeing something coming your way, and it may, in fact, be like a monetary gift for you. And I'm hearing that, you know, you're debt that you have is going to be reduced. And I'm getting like what you give out now is going to come back to like even maybe twofold, but you're going to receive a beautiful, beautiful gift. That's the first thing I'm getting. Your expectations are going to be fulfilled. And in other words, say that if you had like maybe clothing or something around your house that you weren't using, if you donate that, then the universe is going to, of course, give back to you. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I donated to the American Red Cross for Harvey.
That helps. Yeah, that's a very, very good thing to do, too. As long as you're putting out, the universe is going to give back to you. I am getting that you've got to, do you use visualization?
I have.
Because visualization is going to help to get you where you want to be. Okay, imagine that, you know, you have that financial security that you're expecting, and just keep your thoughts positive. And I'm getting for you, I don't know, have you ever thought of maybe, you know, a home-based venture? Well, because the angels are talking about something home-based could be very profitable as well.
Well, I've been thinking of trying to get into more doing work from home with graphics and things like that. But I need,
and that's what
I
I'm getting.
Yes,
it's going to be very profitable for you, okay? And I'm also getting, you may even receive an unexpected job offer or some kind of opportunity. And I'm getting those other people around you. It's not just you. I am also getting there may be other people involved as well, okay? And the angels are saying,
okay,
you can do anything you want to do right now. Go after whatever it is that you want. And you have the ability, you're going to bring more people towards you. You're like a magnet. You're going to attract these people and just connect with your passion, be inspired. And I'm getting opportunities that are just flying your way, hon, okay? So allow the angels to come in and to help you and just connect with that passion. And you're going to have a lot of luck around you, hon, okay?
I could use it.
Now, I have to ask.
It's
coming. I have to ask you, are you in a romantic relationship?
No. There's nobody in my life.
Okay, are you interested? Are you interested?
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing the word love around you as well. I mean, it could be love or it could be career opportunities, but I'm seeing like little hearts, so it's sort of like ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I could hear your heart beating, and I feel like, you know, you actually may come upon someone that you really, you know, may be interested in, okay? Because the feeling of love is powerful.
That would be really nice, actually.
Well, don't like cross it off there. Keep it on the board because I feel it coming for you, hon. Hold on for one moment. I'm going to bring on my co-host. Hello, Twisted Sister. It's a great thing to have you aboard with us.
Hello, hello, hello. It's just been a wild and crazy day. And it's all I could do to get
Well, you know what? We resonate with wild and crazy. You know? We have Laura with us. She was, you know, worrying about, you know, like monetary issues. And I saw like a home-based business for her, and she was thinking about that herself. And
I'm also
like letting her know she's got to be comfortable in her own skin. And have you been, like, really loving yourself, giving yourself the attention you need? Have you been nurturing yourself?
No, not really.
You really have to do that, hon. That's going to make a difference. You know, love yourself first, okay? And we've got to realize that. Now, we're in the season of fall, and everything, you know, is going through cycles. So this is a beautiful new cycle of your life. And just start connecting with the cycles because, as we know, nothing ever remains the same, right?
Right.
So this is a beautiful transition time for you. I see a beautiful transition coming. You just need to allow it to happen and let go of whatever it is that is old that you've been hanging on to. Let it go because the new is going to be so much more beautiful for you, hon, okay?
Okay, that sounds promising.
It's going to be beautiful. And Eileen, do you have anything to add?
Actually, I do have a little bit for her.
Okay.
Well, right now what I'm seeing is that what's most important is unifying things and creating, you know, a new approach to things sometimes. One that really actually works for you better. It's kind of comparing traditional ways of doing things or approaches of doing things to kind of the way, you know, people are changing and doing things now. And you actually have to adjust yourself to what works for you. So it's doing the right things for the right reason in the right ways. I'm also seeing that if you haven't yet, it really is time for you to unite in some type of spiritually minded community. I don't know if you go to a spiritually minded church or maybe, you know, a Reiki meeting once a month. Sometimes they do Reiki circles, which, you know, just you can show up if you like Reiki. You can show up if you offer Reiki. And it's just kind of a share. It's called a Reiki share. It's an experience. But some type of experience where you're sharing your spirituality would be good.
So so I actually am going to Reiki Share this month, because I'm attuned to Reiki, and because my Reiki master, she's retiring, so I'm going to go to Reiki Share and say goodbye to her. And then I've been wondering about, there's some Reiki classes starting up for doing Reiki on animals. So I was actually thinking of signing up for those courses.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't know.
I've done a little bit of work like that. I used to go out to a farm that was a horse rescue, and we would do a Reiki Share as a collective group. You know, a group of us would get together and we'd do a Reiki Share. And then when we were done, you know, working with each other, we would actually go outside out to the, you know, the pasture where they had all the horses, and we would each send the horses Reiki. So I think that's a great thing for you to do. But, you know, I'm also seeing that, you know, with that unity, that it is time for a renewal. So you kind of need to review your past and your present and decide what you want to plan for your bright new future. Part of this renewal and review process is really for you to understand where you'd like to go next, what you'd like to create for your life purpose. We're not always given one. Sometimes we are allowed to create that life purpose ourselves. Part of that is our lessons in learning. But one of the things you need to do that is go ahead and release any judgments that you may hold against others in any way or form, because that energy is not serving you as best you can. It really is time to go after your dreams, do something that expands you, expands your horizons. Just know that it really is time for you to really take flight. You know, almost as if it's springtime, you know, find yourself a swing and swing on it while you're trying to decide what to do next. There is something about swinging that equalizes the brain, the ear, the cochlei in the ear. Swinging helps balance that. But swinging brings us to a new place of balance. It might be a place for you to find. Go and have a little fun for just you. Swing and decide what your next steps will be. But I actually see a lot coming for you in the future, a lot of perspective of moving forward. Some very big things are coming for you very soon near in your future. And I believe they all have to do with working with the spiritual energy and on that type of thing. So move forward in any way you can with your Reiki. And that's the message I have for you.
Thank you, Eileen.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah,
welcome.
My
please call us back
you.
And let
Thank
us know
you.
How you're doing. Thank you. Angel
I
blessings.
Will. Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And Eileen, we have our switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. We've
Ooh.
Got about 8 or 9 callers, so a little bit faster, okay?
All righty. All righty, will do. Does that mean I just talk faster?
Okay, we're going to Yeah, we're going to take on another caller here.
All righty.
Hello, area code 570. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Ginger.
Hi, Ginger. How
Hello,
are you today?
Hello, Ginger.
Yes, how
yep,
are you?
Very nice to connect with you. And it's not my Ginger. It's Ginger, but it's not my Ginger. And my Ginger just came in because I guess we have Ginger on the phone, which is really cool. And our caller,
yeah.
Ginger, do you have a question for us this evening?
No, I don't. I just called in to listen and see what was happening with DC and Eileen.
Okay, well, are you up for some messages?
Sure.
All right.
Awesome.
Well,
okay, Eileen, would you like
first.
Me to start or would you like to start?
Oh, no, I'm good to go.
Okay, go ahead.
I was trying. What I have to tell you is that, you know, things are really rising for you at this time. The plan you've been making have really been working out well, and some of the amazing ideas that you have are going to lead you to a lot of rewards, and actually they're going to bring you some recognition and some actual commendations where people commend you for what you're doing, the good job that you've done. And these blessings are really blessings of your own life. The things that you've been doing well. You've been working them out perfectly. And things have really been aligning. You know, just things are just kind of stepping into pace as they should, which is always, for any of us, a great thing. Your life has been very emotionally fulfilling. Your family and friends have been there for you. You've been doing a great job on raising your children wisely. And you're a person, people feel that they can truly trust you in all ways. So you really are honored and respected by your peers, by your family members, and even by your own children. Your children know that they can trust in you for anything. I will say that, you know, some of your past needs a little bit of reviewing. But understand that it's just your way of, you know, our way of making assessments of ourselves is to go back and look at ourselves and release those things that aren't serving us so that we can move forward more easily and gracefully. And
okay.
That's the message I have for you. I hope that resonated with you.
Thank you.
I didn't even ask if you had children. I just could tell by the reading that you did, and you've been doing a great job raising them.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Blessings. You're doing
thank
a great
you.
Job.
And Ginger,
well,
what I have is I'd also like to address, you know, the area of family. And I've been seeing that you've been praying for your family, and there's a situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God has the answers that you're looking for, as well as, you know, bringing healing and support. So your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. And God knows what you're concerned about, okay? So please never worry. As you know, it's always better to pray, okay, because worry only brings more worry. And you can give
right.
all your anxiety, you know, to heaven, okay? So at
That's
this
right.
time, Jesus is coming forward and asking you to take a breath right now. Breathe deeply and breathe in. And then as you exhale, exhale all your family burdens skyward to heaven, okay?
Okay.
And just know that, you know, that our Heavenly Father has a wonderful plan for you and your family. And sometimes those prayers, like the prayers, are answered maybe in what we feel are illogical ways. So don't spend, you know, time worrying about the hows or the whens or whatever. Instead, just trust and know that, you know, everything is going to happen in the divine right timing, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, you know, I'm hearing prayers for health, and I'm hearing miracles around you, okay? And I'm getting, you know, this too may happen in ways that you don't expect, but you are very intuitive. So just allow the angels to come in, and please allow them to guide you, okay? Mother Mary is with you as well. And she, you know, she is around you and your loved ones, and she's filling you with blessings, okay? And just know that you are supported by heaven, okay? And as we know, our true Father is God in heaven, and he's shining his beautiful light upon you, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's emotions that are coming up, and there might be emotions actually involved with a father figure or your actual father, and all you have to do is allow, you know, anything that surfaces to come up and just release it, and it's going to help to release any kind of heaviness that you have within, okay?
Okay.
But Archangel Michael is with you, and he's saying everything is coming forward, and it's coming full circle for you, Ginger. And all I see ahead of you is happiness, okay?
Thank
you. Do you work with Archangel Michael? Because I'm getting that you're growing spiritually. You're evolving by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
And he's with you, and I'm even getting there might be some travel involved for you. Were you thinking about traveling?
No, but who no one knows what's, you know, what could come up.
Yeah, so just get ready. Pack a bag. My dog Ginger is saying, Ginger, pack a bag. And she's asking you to be present in your life and enjoy life. Experience it to the fullest. She's saying, Ginger, slow down like me and, you know, taste your life. She's giving you a gravy-covered milk bone, and she's saying, taste your life. Use your senses. Use your senses. She said, smell the food. Take a breath. Experience the flavors, okay? When you're out in the grass, feel the grass on your feet, the textures, the sounds, and really enjoy life. And she's saying, girlfriend, you're never too busy to slow down and taste the flavor of life. This is where the gifts are going to be found. is what she's saying to you.
Oh, thank
okay?
you.
And we have another angel coming forward, and she's saying, Ginger, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But this moment is the only one that you can change. So often we let the past affect our present, but the past is the past. It is history and cannot be repeated or changed. The only thing that we can do about the past is to learn from it. Tomorrow is a mystery, and we need not be concerned about it. Also remember, tomorrow never comes. So the only moment that we can ever change is the moment now. Get into the habit of saying, today is a new day, and I am a new me. And Ginger, that's what I have for you.
Thank you. Thank you, DC.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling us. It's been a blessing to connect with you, hon.
Thank you, and you as well. Hug that dog.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care now. Okay, Eileen, our switchboard looks a little funky here. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try to pick up another call, and it's changed. It looks weird, but hold on. Okay. Area code 708. It's really great to connect with you. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, DC. It's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I need an
Very
update
nice.
On what's going on with my flame upstairs.
Okay, we're going to turn up the heat right now, I guess, Eileen, and we're going to give her an update on that flame.
All right. Well, let's see what her angels really want her to know. You know, sometimes I think they keep things a secret because if you know too much, then you're going to allow free will to screw things up. So we'll just see what kind of message they want to give you, right?
Okay.
This is good news for you. I'm seeing that plans have been working out perfectly for you lately, and that you've had some, actually, this is one of the biggest readings I've had for a long time. I've actually got three very, very powerful cards. They're major, all three are major arcana cards. And so this has to do with more about your life purpose rather than just some dumb guy, you know, or a twin flame or whatever. This is bigger, much bigger than a twin flame. And this is the message your angels want you to know today. And that is that things that you've been working on are going to work out perfectly. The plans you've been making are coming through just as in the amazing ideas that you've had. They are going to lead you to some great rewards. Just moving forward with everything you can do, you are going to be recognized for the work you've done in the past, and you are going to have the gratitude and the blessings of a wonderful, wonderful life. There has been some injustice lately, but justice is going to move forward because taking the time to review those details carefully is going to give you a win-win at the far end because it's going to allow you to review that information and review those details and to give it a fair and objective, look towards it. Sometimes taking yourself out of the situation and looking at them from a third disinterested party often gives us our best answers because then we take ourselves out of the situation and it's no longer personal. And so that's kind of what I'm hearing for you is to there's this something you've been working with, and it's about taking yourself out of the situation and assessing it, not as a personal situation. But with that said, so you've got something. You've had some plans and things haven't been working out. But part of that reason is that you need to get a more objective perspective and find out a just way to meeting of what each other's needs are. You can do this by using a lot of logic and structure. As you do that, it's going to increase your ability on success. I don't know what this project is that you're working on. I'm not feeling like it's an individual project, but that you work at a place of business and that it is a project for them. But this is really a big project, and it's going to propel you career-wise forward really very possibly, I mean, you are the leader of it, and you're the head organizer, but you've got people that you have to answer to. And so having that fair objective, and then the other fair side is also the other side of balancing those people that work under you. And so you've been set in a position where you've got to balance both sides of this. And that's where the balance of justice comes in, is, you know, looking fairly and objectively at what, you know, these people are offering and what the person above you is receiving, and making sure that it is a balanced pay between the two of them, a balanced, I don't want to say pay, but I want to say compensation between the two of them. Some of that is going to take you getting a little bit more organized so that you are that firm yet compassionate leader. Because not only are you leading the people that are the, you know, that are the workers, but you are actually also leading the person that is being benefited. And you've really got to get that balance liaison on through. And basically, even though there's a hierarchy somewhere, you come out as the emperor, because it is your place to use the logic and structure and make the decisions on how to move forward, and it's going to actually benefit all. As you do that, you are going to be greatly commended for the work that you have done. And this is really a big thing in your life right now. I hope that makes sense to you. Does it?
Okay. Thank you, Eileen.
Does it make sense to you, though, Cindy?
Not really, because I'm only working a part-time job. I'm having a hard time finding a full-time position right now.
Really? Because this is, I mean, this was not just, like I said, this is a really powerful reading, and it really has to do with a major, major portion of your life. Are you ever usually in supervisory positions?
No.
Really?
No, I haven't been, but I do have a four-year degree, but I've never taken a position doing that. I am looking for a full-time position, and maybe that's something that's coming up in the future for me. I'm not sure. But right now,
well,
I'm looking for anything.
I do not sell yourself short. I hope DC can clarify this, because this was a huge reading. There is,
wow.
You know, I use a deck that's got 78 cards, 20 are major arcana. All the rest are, you know, just stories about what you ask, my relationship, or, you know, will I have a good life? You know, the smaller everyday, how do I feel about this? More about your feelings and your emotions, the things we romanticize about. Those are the smaller cards. When it comes to these major cards, those are called minor. These major cards are about your life purpose, the big direction that you're going to walk in your life, irrelevant about the other people in your life. These are major cards, and that is what your reading from me today is about. If you are looking for a job, I would look into a senior position. Manage or middle management, managing two different. I was seeing scales. I was seeing a teeter-totter. And you were in the middle trying to balance this teeter-totter, like I said, between the workers and the owners. And that's where you're meant to be. When you do, you will be commended, because people will be so pleased at the work that you are doing. But be very objective in that work, because that fair and objective consideration for both sides is where you're going to find your superiority. And so that's what I have to share with you. DC, what
all
do
right.
you have for Cindy?
Okay.
DC,
hi,
you have
Cindy.
For you.
Yes. Cindy, what I'm getting is your emotions are going to tell you everything that you need to know in the Department of Love. You've just got to listen, okay?
Okay.
You've got to follow your heart. And I'm getting, you know, it's going to be positive. You're going to have a lot of satisfaction. And I'm seeing these little hearts all around you. So love right now is in the air, but you've got to go with the flow. You've got to be open. You've got to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to express your feelings. And Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you know what? She's saying, girlfriend, don't push too far too fast, or you're going to scare him off, okay?
Okay. All right. So, that's what I was worried about.
And she's also saying, she's saying, girlfriend, she's saying, I know that, like, he lives above you and stuff. She's saying, have you been showing a little bit too much of yourself? He's seeing that you're, like, you're there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she's saying, if he knows that you're always there, where's the mystery in this, okay?
Exactly.
She's been hanging out with Joan.
I wrote him a note telling him how I felt, and I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Okay, well, you have to have a little bit of mystery because Joan has been with Ginger, and Ginger's taking all these tips from Joan, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to hide completely. She's saying, don't hide completely, but, you know, don't be around all the time, and don't, you wear your, you sort of wear your heart on your sleeve, hon, okay?
I do. Yes, I do.
And she's, he's saying, put that heart back where it belongs, girlfriend. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
She's saying, put it back. It doesn't belong on your sleeve. You know that. Okay? And you've got to, you know, you've got to take care of Cindy. You've got to be comfortable in your own skin. You've got to love yourself, as we know. You've got to nurture yourself, correct? And Cindy,
right.
Have you been affirming that I'm always worthy of love? You know?
Yes.
And
yes, I do.
When you heal yourself, you're going to see, you know, that you inspire others to be around you, and they love that energy. This is, of course, as I told one of the last callers, this is a time of transformation. We're in the fall season. You're in a new cycle of your life, okay? You need to allow things to happen. Don't try to get in there and mess things up. Allow, okay? Whatever is for your highest good, allow it to come to you.
Okay.
Okay? And let go of the old and welcome in the new, Cindy. Okay?
Let go of the old.
And
okay.
What I'm,
yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing these two beautiful hearts, and all of a sudden they come together and they start beating as one. Okay?
Awesome.
So everything I think is going to happen in the right, but you can't get, like, too crazy and scare them, okay? Because I think, you know, that you get a little bit, you know, overly enthused. Ginger's saying overly enthused, okay?
Because I'm really excited about it.
You've got to allow the mutual feelings of love and trust. Ginger's putting the trust at the end of that to develop, okay?
Okay.
And I'm saying, tell Cindy, your romantic future does look good, okay? You're the creator of your beautiful experience, okay? Just see what you want, okay? And let it improve in a healthy way. Because if you go a little bit too fast, he's going to run for the hills. That's what she's saying.
Right, right.
You're going to be able to openly communicate, and that's going to be a big one, she's saying. You can express yourself from your heart and just make sure you have that positive communication. And she's saying, girlfriend, this is going to be a wild ride, so get ready. Okay?
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And that's what we have for you. And you know what? It's juicy. So you better call us back and let us know when it happens, okay?
I will definitely call you back. Thank you so much, both of you. And Eileen,
you're
maybe
welcome.
That means I'm getting a good position coming up in the future.
Yes, it very well may be.
Yeah.
I mean, I know DC is better at answering questions. My best, what I do, you know, in my work is I ask, what do your angels want you to know today? And
right.
That's the intention we set always before the show. And so that's what your angels wanted you to know today, Cindy. I hope it worked for you because you kind of got that and you also got the answer to your question. So good luck to you and thank you so much for calling. Angel blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Cindy. Well, that was really cool, Eileen. We're going to go to the next caller.
Well, that was a powerful reading. I had to give her what I had.
Yeah. Area code 805, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Area code 805, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
hello?
Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Simon Salsa.
Simon,
hello, Simon.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Nothing really too specific. It's really just kind of, I guess I'm just wondering where I stand at this point.
All right. Well, let's
just
see what
general.
Kind of messages come through for you tonight. And we'll just give you what your angels want you to know.
Okay.
Well, I see that there's going to be some wonderful news on the way, and some of it has to do with some of the choices you've been making lately. They've been a little bit smarter, and they will bring you more rewards, as you would hope they will. It may even bring you a little bit of more success at work and a little bit of recognition there also, is what I'm seeing. Some of what's happening for you, though, is there's been a situation where people have been trying to draw you to their side or this side, or it's been something up lately. And you need to really just not pick a side, but take everyone's input into consideration. And rather than picking a viewpoint, this is actually going to be a merging of the minds. And that is what's going to create the better solution. But take your time. Don't rush into this. It's really best if you kind of look at this one side and then review the other side. And then look at, see how they fit. And put that together loosely. And then walk away.
Okay.
And then pick it back up the next day. And take a look at it. And see if the loose way you put it together slides even closer. You know, like one is on one side, one on the other. And you have a pair of fingers that are lacing into each other. And as they slide closer and closer, if they fit well, they slide together into one, you know, bar graph, or one up and down chart, rather than two charts side by side. You can merge them. And so you have to see where they fit, because there really is a better solution, but take the time to do it. But, you know, try to put it together and then step back, step away from it and readdress it later. It's always good to step away from things and then readdress them, look at them later. You do look at them with a different set of eyes on a different day. So I hope that makes sense to you, because that's really what I see. And as you come together with that, you're actually through it all. You will really be recognized for that work that you're expected to do. And that's the message your angels have for you tonight. I hope that works, that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you very much.
It does? Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, good luck. You have a lot of work ahead of you. DC, what do you have for him? What do you have for Simon?
Yes. Hi, Simon. This is a time of transformation for you, hon, okay? And you may actually have some physical pains during this time. Okay, don't be afraid. Just embrace the change that is, you know, before you. This is a time that you're going to have a lot of growth. And really embrace it, because the changes that are coming to you, they're going to be changes that are for your better. There might be a little chaos involved, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so hard. Simon, just keep your head about you. This is only going to be an illusion, okay? Things are not falling apart, hon. They're falling into place. When this is all said and done, you're going to have an amazing life, okay? So be open, you know, to everything that is new that's coming your way. Make sure that you always surround yourself, of course, with positive, supportive people. And this is your time, Simon, that the angels are saying, let your own light shine. You are an amazing being. You're magnificent. You've got to realize this. And when you do realize how amazing and magnificent you truly are, you're going to unlock your personal potential. Be confident, you know, with others, and use those talents that you were given, okay, in positive and empowering ways. Let that light shine, because, Simon, you're meant to be a beacon for so many people, okay? When you let it shine, you truly encourage others, and you help them to let their light shine as well. Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Simon, be bold, be strong. You can handle whatever comes your way, okay? She wants you to go outside, stand in the grass and ground yourself. This is going to help to empower you and to really move forward. Okay, she's saying, Simon, you've got what it takes. You know this. Okay, so this is a beautiful time. Like I said, it can be a little scary. okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're ready for the new journey that's coming your way. I see a lot of movement in your future. And when I see a lot of movement, I don't know what kind of movement they're talking about. It could be a physical journey, and that's what I'm feeling. This is a new journey that you're going to, you know, start to take your, you know, your first steps upon. And I'm getting, I don't know, have you been thinking maybe of living somewhere differently? Because I'm getting it could actually be, you know, a place of business, but it also could mean like you're going to move to a new residence. So have you had any thoughts about like moving?
Not too much to be, I mean, like, I guess just for just thinking of the future, basically, yeah.
Okay, well, the future is closer than you know. The future is like really close, and I do have a lot of movement around you. So don't be surprised if you move your place of residence or a place of business, but you're going to see those divine signs. You're very intuitive. Just, you know, listen and feel, and you're going to see that these changes are going to come to you. There's going to be many blessings that are coming your way. You're a little bit resistant to change right now, Simon. You've got to, you know, allow it to come to you. Be welcome to receiving it. And why do you start, the, you know, to take those first steps on the journey? I see you, you know, you're getting flooded with so many surprises, and it's all going to be, it's going to be positive. So don't let fear stop you from taking the important first steps. Your journey, Simon, is going to be a beautiful one. Okay? It's time for you to try something new, something exciting, and allow your life to change for the better. Okay? This is a time of new beginnings. So just embrace it. There's nothing to fear. It's going to be absolutely in a beautiful journey, and the angels are with you, and they want to help you to increase your energy and your manifestation abilities. Okay? And the best way to do that is get outside, you know, and I know that you did run. I don't know if you still run, whether you walk, you know, you get into the grass. That's really going to help to increase your energy. And think words of abundance, speak words of abundance, and affirm, you know, that you've got the abundance that you've been wanting. It's already there. And the more that you can envision it, the faster it's going to come to you, Simon. Okay? And don't be afraid. Okay. Like, why are you afraid to ask what you need? You know that God is with you, the angels are with you, and they want to help you. But, Simon, you do have free will choices, okay? You can talk to God and the angels just like talking to us on the phone this evening. And just, you know, talk about what you want. Talk about what you need, okay? Speak to God and tell him whatever's in your heart, whatever's worrying you, and just be open to receiving, okay? And the angels are saying, please, Simon, do this now. Okay, allow God and the angels to co-create with you. And I'm getting there's going to be divine intervention coming your way. And when you ask for help, you're coming into alignment with your mission on this beautiful planet, Simon. And just know that it is safe for you to receive. The more that you allow yourself to receive, the more resources are going to be available for you to share with others as well. At this moment, the angels are saying, Simon, please open your arms to receive. And you're going to be a beautiful conduit for all the good that is coming to you and through you, and it's going to bless the world as well. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helps, Simon.
It does very much. I appreciate that beyond belief.
Well, God bless you, and please stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, hon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you both so very much for the messages today.
And thank you for calling.
You're very, very well.
Take care. Angel blessings.
God bless.
Take care now.
All right. God bless
Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was beautiful,
beautiful.
Eileen.
Yes, that was beautiful, DC.
Okay. Area code 914, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki. Okay.
Hi, Nikki. Uh-huh.
My question is, will things be getting better soon?
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll ask, and you send the reference as to what better actually is, because that's the measurement that doesn't have an actual measure. So we'll just see what they have to say. I mean, that's what they're telling me. They don't understand what you mean better.
Otherwise,
better than
moving soon, and getting people out of my life and my son's life who have been nothing but negative?
Well, I'll just give you what they've given me. You have a romantic partner in your life, and they're telling me that you can trust him. Or at least it might not actually be somebody you're with, but it is someone that you know. And they do give excellent advice, and it really does come from the heart. And what they're telling me is that if you step outside of where you're at and what you're doing and step away from what you're doing and into something else, that will bring you to the what you're choosing to do. They're thinking you mean better by change. That's what I'm hearing them ask me, that they're saying, we think she means better by that, will things change? And they're telling me that yes, but you need to get involved and step out. So step into something that is going to help you, whether it be a cultural reach out of a group that will help you, or whether it's some type of creative endeavor or you know, something in some way. You need to reach out, and that will bring you back the support and the information you need to make changes. And maybe, you know, making changes of if certain people need to come out of your life, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. So if you keep hanging, if you don't like the group of friends you're with, but you continue to hang out with the same type of people, you're still going to get the same type of friends. So you have to just move out to a different culture of friends, you know, whether it be if you were, you know, rolling with skaters, you know, and you move out to musicians, or, you know, if you're, you know, for me, if I'm, you know, going to a meditation practice and I decide to reach out to a yoga class, you know, it's a different group of people. And so it's telling me that you need to get out and do some creative endeavors and reach out and get yourself into some other groups that you hadn't really thought of hanging with, but that's going to change your friendships and the people in your life. It's going to change your life in many, many ways. And that's what they think you're asking for. When you do this, you may even actually come into meeting someone quite of your dreams. But this is about letting go of the past and living in the present. And it's about renewing yourself for the future. It is absolutely time to do that. Release all your judgments of self and others. If you keep telling those stories and you keep living in the past and living those stories, then that is, they only can align what you talk about. So if you want a different future, you talk about that future, and that which you continually talk about will end up being created in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what they want you to know. DC, what do you have for her? DC? DC, are you there? I think we've lost DC. And she's running the switchboard. I can't even push buttons. Caller, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to DC. I know at times I've been kicked when I was running the switchboard, which DC's been running it since February. When I was running it, it would kick me out, and I'd have to call back in and log back in.
Oh, Eileen, I'm back. I got, you know what? Those angel antics are starting again. Someone just disconnected me, but I am back. Do we still have Nikki with us?
Yes, we do. I was just explaining to the callers that that you started running the switchboard in February, and before that, I ran it for a long time, and it would often kick me out,
you know,
and I would have to call back in, and
yep.
So that's exactly what happened.
Those angel antics. hearing again. But, Nikki, I'm getting there's going to be a positive and a happy outcome to your question, okay? And I'm getting there's a beautiful light surrounding you, hon. You are surrounded by this beautiful, positive energy. Direct this energy toward what you want to achieve in this situation. I'm getting the letter D around you. I don't know if that means anything to you, but the letter D is very prominent in this situation. Keep your mind focused on all the good things in life, and the angels are saying, do not give up. Use your natural strength to help others and yourself. Nikki, you're stronger than you give yourself credit for. Do not let others take away your power with maybe harmful words or actions. Now is the time that you've got to really, you know, dig deep. You know, reach for that strength, be determined, keep fighting for whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? If you need help, ask for help, because I'm seeing there's an army ready and willing to help you if you're willing to let them in. And I'm also getting the angels that are saying, sweetheart, don't give up before the miracle occurs. You're strong, and it is time to take back your power. And, hon, it's time to believe in yourself, okay? You are manifesting. You have the power. You have the knowledge. Honey, you can change your reality. Okay? Keep your thoughts focused only on what you're wanting. This is truly a very powerful message for you. Okay? And, you know, just if you have to use positive affirmations, meditations, a vision board, use whatever it is that you need. And I'm getting the universe wants to give you what you want. So all your dreams are going to come true. Your wishes are coming true right now. Watch your thoughts and really get clear about what you're desiring, okay?
Yeah.
And please be clear with others and just have faith. The angels are congratulating you, okay? Whatever you can get right, stay focused, and you can't believe how much you've accomplished in your life so far. I'm seeing that you're going to have some psychic experiences. I don't know if they're coming now, but I'm seeing that your psychic abilities are escalating at this time. And take time to celebrate just being you, because there's a shift about to happen. Nikki, you've come such a long way. And take time right now to look and see how far you've come, is what the angels are saying. Give yourself credit for all the amazing accomplishments that you've made in your life so far. Today is a day that the angels are saying, celebrate this day. And you're saying, well, what am I going to celebrate? Nikki, the angels want you to celebrate you, okay? Whether the clouds are out, the sun is shining or not, you know what? Just start celebrating you, okay? And that's the message that I have, but the answer to your question is yes, okay?
Yes, thank you.
God bless you, hon, and let us know how you're doing. Thank you for calling, Nikki.
All right, thank you.
Angel blessings.
Good night.
Okay, Eileen, this funky board here, we're going to see, I'm going to have Ginger hold her paw on the board so we don't lose another caller. Especially
all
me,
because
right. It really slows up, and the board is jumping again. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Area code 248, it's really great to connect with you. You're live now with Angel Antics. Can we have your name? Area code 248. Hi.
Me, Lily.
It's you, yep.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Can we have your name, hon?
I'm sorry. My name is Lily. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I
yes.
just dropped my phone. My name is
we
Lily.
We can hear you.
Okay. So, everybody, I have a couple of questions, if I can get them in.
Well, if we really just have time for each caller to set one intention and allow the angels. So this is a quick reading.
Okay.
We always are willing to do long readings, but we do those more privately.
Okay. Okay.
All
right.
I
know what I want to ask. Tell me about my work situation. That's what I need to know about my work situation. I just lost my job yesterday. Work.
Oh, about your work situation. All right. And I didn't catch your name. Could you tell me again?
I'm sorry. It's Lily, like a flower. Lily.
Lily, beautiful.
Oh, Lily. Yeah, that is a beautiful name.
Yeah. Would you like to go first, Nick?
Yeah, you know what, Lily, you've got to watch, because I'm getting there's a lot of negative thoughts around you. You've got to be aware of what you're thinking, okay? You're talking about work, and I'm hearing there may be a sudden job that opens up for you, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm getting, you
so
know, focus on to what you do not want, because that's going to help you to clearly know what you do want. Any kind of financial, like, distress that you're focusing on right now, let go of it, because it's going to be removed very soon. expect changes around money, okay? And, you know, affirming that I always make the right decisions in regard to work because you are going to make the right decisions. Lily, you're a money magnet, sweetheart, okay? My dog Ginger's coming in. She said, tell that lady she's a money magnet. Start saying that, Lily. I'm a money magnet, okay?
Okay, I'm a money magnet.
I'm feeling you are, honey. I'm getting that your energy is so beautiful. Have you considered maybe like a career either in marketing, sales, or even something entrepreneurial, you know? Because these would be places where your beautiful leadership qualities would really, really help, okay? And you have financial capabilities that are going to lead you to success. I'm hearing the word success all around you. So expect, you know, your finances, expect financial rewards, your monetary, you know, there's going to be monetary increases because you're putting in the effort. All your actions are going to be for your highest good. And, Lily, that's what I have. Eileen?
I actually see a very positive reading here, too. I see a really bright future being manifested for you through the hard work and creativity that you put into life in the past. Some of this actually might come from partnering up with others and those that kind of share those same dreams. And, you know, a lot of progress can be made when working with others. You develop threefold, actually. And so it's very, very important that you kind of trust that it's time for you to really embrace that new future, that life purpose that's within you. It's time to actually begin that new adventure of your life and trust yourself. Because right now, that's the fact is that you're not trusting yourself to be able to pull yourself through this. And so quit procrastinating on that. The power comes from making your own decisions and putting yourself forward. When those confusions arise, it's usually because you've overanalyzed it and you've given it way too many perspective and you've given it way too many options rather than narrowing it down to the best options that will work and moving forward on just those. But as DC said, I do see abundance and prosperity coming your way. Be open to receiving the gifts that are being offered to you and accept the help where it comes, accept the ingenuity where it comes, and really, you know, find your power in working with someone else on developing yourself. Trust yourself a lot more than you have. And that's what I have for you tonight from your angels and angel blessings. And we are coming down to the end of the show, so we're going to have to let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
God bless.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, Eileen, we're down to probably like about a minute and a half of the live air stream.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody for coming and joining us today. It was very wonderful to be here with you, DC, and share our time together and give our trust that we receive from the divine to others and the messages that come along with that and that they trust us to deliver those messages for them. I appreciate everyone that calls in. And I love you all. I love you, DC.
Oh, and I love you too, Eileen. And I'm so thankful that you were with me from the beginning of my journey. And when it got really crazy, you were still there. You didn't run.
Well, I was the one in the life jacket running with scissors. It was complicated, but I did it.
And you did it well, very well. And I'm so blessed to have you as my twisted sister, Eileen. I thank you. And for the people that didn't get calls, you know, if you call in next week, I do have your number saved here, and we'll take you. You'll be the first callers.
Wonderful. Wonderful to
do.
Than
that, we had about seven more that called in, Eileen.
Yeah.
So
and
if they'd
put
like
them on
to
the waiting list.
Yeah, we'll put them at the top of the list next week.
All
and
right.
And I just
want
to thank you and everyone and. Just embrace this new season that we're in because it's really going to be beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. Here we've already, the trees are starting to turn colors already in California. We had our couple of hot days and now we're getting a couple of cold days. Had a little bit of tiny bit of rain today here in Sonoma. So
and look at, you know, the Gulf and all the hurricanes coming through. 'Tis the season for hurricanes for them. Different activities.
You know, we're so blessings to everyone, you know, is involved with all these different things that are going on between the wildfires and the hurricanes, and we send our love to everyone.
Yep, that's just what I was trying to say. And, you know, we will really want to send our prayers to the hurricane coming in. And, you know, we know that they're the next force coming through. And, yeah, it's just been a difficult time here in America. So let's send everybody love and prayers and send white light as best as we can to surround them, that pure light of love. And angel blessings to all of you, and my love to all of you, and that pure prayer to your blessings. And we are so honored that you come and listen to us here. DC, I love you, and thanks for joining.
I love you, and I love all our listeners. And please, you know, connect with us soon, because we really, you know, you make our show. I love you, Eileen. Yes. Take care, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
Good night.